Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And look who we have in the studio lounge, NCUA's very own Elizabeth Yergubian. I got it right, did I?
That's correct.
Yes.
You did.
Third time's the charm. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm doing great. I'm very happy to be at this conference and meeting a lot of different credit unions and credit union representatives, and it's a very lively group.
It is, and I think the entire conference is right behind the camera right
yes.
now. I think a session just let out, so good stuff. Speaking of the conference, any takeaways from today before we dive into your topic?
It seems like everyone's very eager to learn from each other, to get some information, to share their experiences in the industry, so it's a very positive vibe, and
okay.
I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, yeah. What's the buzz in the hallway? Any topics that you're hearing?
Well, a couple things have come up. One of the sessions that I spoke at was about international regulatory developments, mm-hmm. and the issue of cybersecurity was discussed and how
that's
important that is, because that's an issue really for credit unions around the world,
yep.
and the vulnerabilities that they have really need to be looked into. One of the things that I discussed as working for the NCUA, and I have to preface this by saying all of the conversation that I provide about the NCUA is my own, based on my own views and not the views of the board or of the NCUA agency. So that's just a little disclaimer there. But one of the issues that I was discussing was the NCUA is the only prudential regulator in the United States, bank prudential regulator, that does not have vendor authority, does not have the ability to examine vendors that service credit unions, whereas our other banking regulatory friends, Federal Reserve, OCC, and the FDIC, do have that authority. And as a result, that disables the NCUA from really looking at issues that could be vulnerable to credit unions, one of which is cybersecurity.
Yeah.
So this topic did come up in our panel discussion, and the need for NCUA to have this authority, which is something we've been asking Congress to provide for us.
Yeah. So what's the status on that? So is it just kind of still up in the air right now?
It certainly is. It's still up in the air. It's something that it's very, very important to NCUA Chairman Todd Harper for reasons of cybersecurity, but also other reasons. BSA AML issues, consumer protection issues. There are a lot of reasons why it would be very beneficial to the NCUA to have this authority.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some folks that maybe disagree with it in the industry because they think it might be too costly, the NCUA may not have the expertise,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they think it's redundant because the other agencies do have this authority. And our response to that, and my personal response to that, is it wouldn't be too costly for the NCUA because we have the expertise and the examiners already, and it would take very few additions to provide a full and robust examination of the vendors. And also, the other agencies don't share information with the NCUA because we lack that authority.
Okay, okay.
So because there is explicitly no authority for the NCUA to examine mm-hmm, vendors, mm-hmm. we are not allowed to get that information from our regulatory counterparts.
Gotcha. So cybersecurity obviously is on the front burner, as it has been for quite a while now.
Absolutely,
so it's,
absolutely.
Not going away anytime soon, that's for sure.
That's correct.
If not, it's probably going to get even more so. So yeah,
it
with
is.
All the
as
digital...
As the world becomes more complicated,
yep.
it really does become a big
no
issue.
No doubt. What else was discussed in your session on international regulatory update? What's next for credit unions? What other topics were on the table, so to speak?
Another really interesting topic was climate-related financial risk,
yeah.
and what other governments are doing with regard to that issue. In particular, the NCUA, the agency published a request for information asking the credit union industry in the United States and stakeholders a bunch of questions related to their experiences with climate-related financial risk. The NCUA hasn't delved into this issue too much at this point. We're just, at this point, collecting information
okay.
from stakeholders, trying to look at that and see what direction the agency should take in addressing this issue. And I see some other countries are really looking at it.
Yeah.
Some of our other regulators, the Federal Reserve and the FDIC, have also really looked at this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the NCUA participates on the Federal Stability Oversight Council with those agencies, and one of the issues that the FSOC looks at is climate-related financial risk. In fact, there is a committee that studies it, of which the NCUA sits on. So this is another issue we expect will be really discussed in the coming years by both the United States and across mm-hmm. the world.
How does this impact credit unions? How does the climate financial risk, how does that impact credit unions, or what can credit unions do in this area?
Well, that's a great question. The way the agency can view it, and again, this is my views representing the agency, anything that could impact the share insurance fund for the NCUA or the health of credit unions across the country is something the NCUA has to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And when there are disasters and credit unions are impacted and the communities that they serve are impacted, and there might be an issue of concentration risk where certain industries are more impacted than others,
yeah.
and credit unions may serve those industries more from a concentration risk standpoint, that can lead to some vulnerabilities for that credit union and their community. Now, if those vulnerabilities are great and very threatening, that could threaten the share insurance fund. So credit unions, I think across the world, but particularly in the United States, we're all involved in each other's business, and we all are protected by the share insurance fund. So anything that could threaten that or could expose that to risk is something the NCUA has to look at.
Okay.
This is one of those many issues.
Yeah, no doubt. Was there, I think we have time for one more, maybe one more topic that was addressed in your session, because it sounds like you guys covered the gamut here, especially with some of the top ones, like cybersecurity and the climate as well. So anything else covered in there?
I think just how the world is rapidly changing, I think credit unions have to be nimble, be prepared for change, be prepared for an evolving environment.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't necessarily a daunting task. I look at it as an opportunity. There could be products and services that credit unions can provide for their communities and
yeah.
members that they haven't before.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was discussed in our session was the difference between credit unions and banks, in that they have more direct customer service involvement. Their consumers and the institutions communicate and help each other a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So that collaborative approach really allows credit unions to help their communities as they venture and help businesses as they venture out into new and different
yeah.
products and services. In one area, like climate-related financial risk, if there's new products, new types of loans and services credit unions can provide, given the changes in that area, that's a really good opportunity and,
no doubt.
And one that we should support.
No doubt. As you're talking, I keep thinking about AI. Did anybody mention AI in there? Because you can't...
Yes.
That's in every headline these days, I'm sure.
That did not come up in this conversation.
Really?
But I'm
very
surprised. It probably will in one of the later sessions.
Okay, yeah.
So I think I dodged a bullet there.
There you go.
One.
Good for you, because, oh my gosh, you'll be in there for 2 hours if
yes.
you start talking about AI and
absolutely.
All the ramifications that come around that. Get back to the conference here. Any takeaways for you, for the NCUA, coming here and attending and going, I'm sure you're going to other sessions and things like that.
Yes.
Anything for you in particular that caught your eye, so to speak?
Well, just attending other sessions and seeing how dedicated all these individuals are and how they really want to help their credit unions and help individuals, and their hearts are in the right place,
oh,
and
yeah.
that's a good sign. And I think credit unions are going to be around for decades and hundreds of years to come.
Good.
because their attitudes are correct, and they want to do well for communities in this world, and
yeah.
I'm happy to be here and witness that.
Well, we're happy to have you here as well, Elizabeth. Good stuff. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts?
That's it.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Elizabeth, thank you.
Yeah. Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.